The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is for you. This is for you and me and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Yeah, it is time to open. I love this song. Bent Miguen, I'm going to invite you to be on Waking Up in America. You're here this morning with Dr. Val, Randy Shannon, Dr. Constantine, and Mary Louise Zeller. And Waking Up in America is presented by Mary Louise Zeller, 20-time gold medal taekwondo champion and forms an international Kayani distribution agent. Dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America. So what America is about for me today is the class of 1958. I started my reunion last night with my buddies from 1958. And about all the shutdowns that are predicted, that we'd like you to be, we'd like you to take precautions. So here we are, class of 1958. We were remembering. We met at the Santa Monica Pier down at Marisol's, and oh gosh, so many friends were there. Pam and oh gosh, just a whole string of them. Bob, there. I could go on forever with them. Jackie. I couldn't believe them. I went around and my faces looked vaguely reminiscent, and I'd say, okay, so who are you? And she'd go, well, I'm Margaret Lewis. So we're going to be getting together for dinner tomorrow night. But part of what we were reminiscing was in 1958 when we graduated, what was the world like? So now we have situations in America in which there's shootings in the high schools, there's drug problems, there's all this kind of stuff. The problems of the class of 1958 were the Knights and the Squires were the two teams at school. Those were the guys that went out and they occasionally stole hubcaps and drank beer. That was pretty much it. There was some teen pregnancy, and there was that was pretty much what was going on in 1958. Now take a look at our world 55 years later, and look what's going on in the high schools. Also, by the way, our lunch programs and such, in our vending machines in 1958, we actually had apples and oranges in them. There was no junk food allowed on campus. I don't even think you could buy soda pop in the vending machines, and the cafeteria food was extremely good. We went to school. We were at school. Sometimes we came in early, and we went to school at like 7:30. 8 o'clock in the morning, depending upon what our class was, and then we got out at 3:15 in the afternoon. So you can see that there's been a change, and we all agreed that we actually preferred the way it was then to the way it is now. And we felt as though we got an education, and I'm not even sure when I see kids texting all over the place and just walking around and they don't use adding machines anymore. And I like the fact that we can get so much information off the internet, but also I'm aware of the fact that the hours that I spent in research in the libraries and things of that nature was absolutely terrific. So it turns out that Pam Friedman lives in Topanga Canyon, lived in Topanga Canyon, where I live now, and we were tracking each other around and talking last night, and it was fun, and we're going to get together tonight down at the Marina Club, so I'll give you a little bit more information. I did find Murray McLeod was there, and Murray McLeod was a guy that I had a crush on, and when we were talking about Murray McLeod at our table, the girls, it turned out a whole bunch of us had a crush on it. So Murray McLeod, you had a crush trail of females swooning at you, and the reason we swooned at this guy because he was actually kind, sensitive, intelligent, and friendly. So, Marie McLeod, thank you for being my star in high school. What I'm very aware of today is that we have our presenting sponsor with us, Mary Louise Zeller. And Mary Louise Zeller is she's about as good as it gets, as far as I'm concerned. I told her a couple of months ago at her birthday party that she was probably the most important person in the world to me, alive person in the world to me. And I'm going to say it on the radio. Mary Louise Zeller has stood as a standard of what's possible for me in recovery from different things that she's gone through in her life, from her power and her determination in the world of sports and athletics, to who she is as a human being, to the generosity in her heart, and to, as Mary Louise and I both stated to each other, Kayani, the company that we're now in, will be our last downline, because this company, for me, when I met the people and I saw what was going on, seemed like a possibility of heaven on earth in so many ways, and we can explore that more later. What we're going to be talking about during the show is that there are a number of shutdowns in this country that are predicted, and we want you to be aware of that. Also, we want you to be aware of the fact that the dinar looks like it's been put off as far as the revaluation happening till October. So what that means, folks, is that maybe these shutdowns have something to do with that reevaluation, because they're scheduled to happen any time between 10 days and 2 or 3 weeks. So we wanted you to be aware, and we wanted you to be prepared. Randy, anything you want to throw in here?
Well, yeah, on that government shutdown that's coming up, that's actually, I believe, about September 30th when that should kick in. And, you know, I don't think the government really cares too much about it, because I saw that Congress went on their summer vacation. So I'm thinking that nobody is really caring too much about it at this moment. So, you know, I think, woohoo, government shutdown. Let's, you know, shut them down, get the dinar to revalue and pay everybody out and, you know, stop on some of the programs. Some people, though, that do count on the government for maybe Social Security checks or retirement type, I don't know, there may be things that have kicked in there, police, fire, those kinds of things, welfare lines. The thing that's worrisome is I know they're standing, people are standing in the grocery stores now handing out forms for everyone to get on welfare. Hey, at least try. And then when somebody gets... Yes, it's. I have a son up in Pennsylvania, and every time he walks into the grocery store, he walks past people handing out forms. At least try to get on. And, you know, the more people that get on that trough when there's a shutdown are going to be the ones raging in the streets. So I think safety is going to be of issue if it's shut down. People should be somewhat prepared.
Okay, so I got one of those CGI-generated things. Okay, and it was talking about a shutdown that was going to occur that included the banks, and that the banks were going to be shut down anywhere between 3 and 14 days. During that time, they were going to be changing systems. And it was advised that you have a storage of food for at least 2 weeks, that you take your money out of the bank and keep very little of it in there, because this could be a currency reevaluation. They've been talking about changing over from the United States Treasury note to the United States Treasury note from the Federal Reserve note, okay? And that's going to cause a reevaluation of currency, but it's also going to back our currency in precious metals for the first time in years. So it'll be a good thing in the long run. So accordingly,
there was a shutdown in 95. I think it was like November of 1995, and that was like a 5-day one, and then there was another one that was the next month, and it lasted 21 days. So they can't. You were right on the time frame. It could be this to that, and there could be one right after the other.
Huh. I hadn't thought of the possibility of that. So what I'm going to suggest is that people have enough food stored for a month. What are you thinking? You think a month is long enough?
Yeah, I think that's long enough. I mean, if you go by FEMA and them talking about catastrophic things, I want to say that they say 3 months of anything. I think people should, like, stop eating out and hold tight on the budgets and stockpile If you can get 30 days on the budget you have right now, then get 30 days. If you can't, you know, try, or if you can, go longer. If you can't, just make friends with a neighbor that can work together with people around you.
Yeah, it's a little late to plant your garden now.
It is, yeah.
A little late, but not a bad idea for the future. So that's a good idea. They're saying, according to this CGI conversation, they were saying that there would be, for people that didn't have money, that there would be chits available for up to $1,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that money was not a gift. It was a loan. And that when things were set back in motion again, you would be expected to pay that back. So don't panic if you don't have money. The chits will be available. And it's supposed to be structured so that people can actually turn in chits for to different owners of businesses, and the business owners will then be able to cash in the chits. So it seems as though this system is already structured. So I wanted you to be very aware of that. And Louis,
I do have kind of a funny note to stick in there.
Yeah.
Well, all kinds of things come to a halt during that. The IRS, they see some furloughs during these shutdowns, but personnel to collect taxes always stay at work.
Well, let me tell
they
you,
never leave.
Let me tell you a funny thing about that. I think I have an indication that the IRS is on its way out. There's a friend of mine whose name I will not put on the air because I think it would embarrass her in this case. She couldn't pay her taxes, so she called the IRS this week, and she told them she couldn't pay their taxes, and you know what they told her?
What?
They told her that they were going to suspend them for her.
Wow.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting that they're going to suspend her taxes for her.
Everyone calls. Everyone.
Every one of you. You call them up and tell them you can't pay your taxes and see what they say. She got a suspension. Yeah, there's not even a timeline when she's supposed to pay her taxes. And I got one more funny thing to say. I can hear Louis laughing over here in the corner. I've got one more thing today. So, you know, I'm in this round with IndyMac Bank where they want me to pay them for the third time or something like that with my house mortgage. So, you know, they give you these things, they give you the different things that you can do, right? You can work it out with a counselor. You can call us up and you can make arrangements, or you can have a short sale. The third thing on the list was, or you can just hand us your deed. That, honest to God, is what it said. Or you can just hand us our deed, because that'll
Wouldn't
protect
that be
your credit.
Wow.
Don't you think that's just downright amazing?
Yes.
They are just boldly asking people to sign over their deeds at this point without any frim-fram or folly-wally.
They just want to own it all.
Yeah, they just, they're it looks to me like that's never been on any list. I've been going through this process for 7 years. I've been foreclosed on it. It's an educational thing, let me tell you, because at the last minute, some rescue always comes through. I may have been a little tough on my teeth and bones and hair and stuff like that, but as far as my heart and spirit and soul are concerned, these guys are going down, and they're getting nicer because they want to collect what they can on the way out, in my opinion. That's my read on it. Louis, have you got any?
That's true. We're working with the guy.
I want to find out if Louis has anything to say. He's making small noises over there, but he's not
saying.
Yes,
he is.
I think the only thing I wanted to say about a possible government shutdown is that my understanding is that the process would not eliminate things like Social Security checks or Medicare. You know, there are these provisions for the safety of human life, and I think that certain functions like that remain in effect. I mean, if you're a soldier and you report for duty, you know, you're not going to get paid. But if you're expecting a Social Security check, that's supposed to still arrive.
Well, that's very reassuring. And where did you hear that from?
That was from a statement that was made by the White House Budget Director, Sylvia Burwell.
There you go. See, that's a good quote. Toss that in there, you see. So he is from a good source that's not going to, the Social Security checks aren't going to get interrupted. And since they're all actually made up anyway, I don't see why they should be. Because the funding for that is actually made up. So there, Mary Louise Zeller, she's got an earful this morning. This is what we're doing in your name on Waking Up in America. So welcome, my dear.
Well, I'm going to start waking up earlier so I can hear more of this stuff. This is some of the most interesting conversation I've heard lately.
Yeah, well, we do this every week.
Wow.
And by the way, this is our 27th year. This is what we've been doing for 27 years. So pleased to have you here this morning. So what would you like to know? What would you like to let our listeners know about our 20 times? I can't even conceive of the fact of somebody winning 20 gold medals in a row. It's just, has it ever been done in sports before?
Do you know, that would be an interesting bit of trivia to look up. I know I'm the oldest living competitor. I mean, I'm not competing these days, not since 67, and I've just been thinking
Don't make it sound like 67, because that sounds like 1967.
No, since I was 67.
And what age was that? What year was that?
That was 3 years ago.
There you go. Now doesn't that kind of bring it more? You sounded real old there for a moment.
Yeah. Here's the thing I can say. I was looking back over the 25 years I competed in Taekwondo, and the things that I've learned out of that. First of all, most people don't compete that long. They compete, the average is 3 to 5 years, and here's why. It's too hard.
Uh-huh.
It requires too much. The training, you can't ever rest on your laurels. If you win nationals 1 year, that doesn't mean you're going to show up the next year and win. You've had to have put in the 4 to 6 hours a day, throw the 1,000 kicks a day. I used to do that every day, 6 days a week, 1,000 kicks a day in different combinations. And the thing that I learned over time was, first of all, when I started Taekwondo, I was just doing it because it looked more interesting than weights, running, and aerobics, and it was. I was trying to get fit again, and I never in this world imagined I could be a national or world champion in Olympic sport Taekwondo. So I was just engaged in being more fully alive and loving learning again. So one of the greatest anti-aging elements one can do is engage fully in a great game.
Yeah.
Now that's harder than you think. You gotta find a great game, and those are not easily found. And then you gotta learn your game. You cannot be a champion without learning your game. And then you show up to practice. You engage fully, 110%, and then you challenge yourself. I looked at what I took on. I mean, if somebody says, the first time my master instructor said, we're going to a competition, I thought he meant make sandwiches, drive, cheerlead, the mommy things, for the kids. And I didn't realize he meant, I'm going out on the mat, and I am going to put on protective gear and try to kick somebody in the head without being kicked in the head. I didn't know he meant me, and when he said, no, you're going to compete. And I said,
Let me hop
okay.
in there. When you're competing, how old are the people you're competing against?
Well, 18 to 25 on
wow.
the average.
Wow.
And
that
I started at 38.
So when you're 67 years old, you're doing 1,000 kicks a day, and then you go in there and you're kicking butt of 18-year-olds, too?
Yeah.
That was true.
Wow.
This is one of the reasons she's at the top of my list, okay?
This is awesome.
And Val went to some competitions with me when I was in California, and you wait all day for like 14 hours before you finally go out on the mat. So that was an ordeal just in and of itself.
It was supposed to be at 9 o'clock in the morning, okay? And then, and so I was there bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and so was Mary Louise. And then she'd say, and they were doing amazing things. You got to know that it wasn't bad to be there for 14 hours. You were watching people do things that you thought they could only do through CGI in the movies, but they were doing them at this thing. And then it's like 2 o'clock, and then it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, Mary Louise, is this really going to happen? That was 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, God.
And at 11 o'clock at night, I just watched her take another gold. And it was just unbelievably good. unbelievably good.
And you had to be ready at any moment to go out. So you had to stay warmed up and on all day long.
And all half of
That's
the night,
incredible.
Too, as well. So in case
when did Taekwondo start? Was it Little Rock, Arkansas?
Tell her about Jun Rhee. Tell her about
Taekwondo was first brought to the United States by Grandmaster Jun Rhee, who lives in Washington, D.C., and he's an amazing man in and of himself. I mean, he learned English. He acted as a translator over in the Korean War, and all he wanted was to come to the U.S. And he finally, through his relationships with the American Army over there, got permission to come to the U.S., and he moved to Washington, D.C. I mean, talk about a flag waver. I mean, he's the most patriotic man I know. And he began teaching congressmen and senators Taekwondo, and this was back in the 50s. And, so it came from Korea. Taekwondo is a Korean art, and it became an Olympic sport, I think officially in 1992, in the Olympic Games in Barcelona, but it had been a demonstration sport 10 years before that. And so it's a relatively new sport in the Olympics, and it's now being done in over 150 countries in the world. They're all part of the World Taekwondo Federation, and they all learn it pretty much the same way.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about how didn't the Korean government give you some kind of award as well?
Yep. That was one of the best days of my life, Ron. New York City has the big Times Square, the big lighted billboards and things like that. My husband, they were having an eclipse of the moon and the closing ceremonies. I got to carry the torch into the stadium in Seoul, Korea. I mean, being the oldest living competitor has its advantages.
Right.
So... and I took double gold in both technique forms and also full contact sparring. And, so I got to run the torch into the stadium, and they had these grand closing games, and the eclipse of the moon happened, and they were broadcasting this all live over this huge screen in downtown Seoul, and my husband was watching it there, and he goes, "Now that's something to remember, your wife on that big screen, the eclipse of the moon, she's running a torch into the stadium." He said,
yeah.
So it was a pretty great day. That was a great experience. So Taekwondo, there's something interesting when you take on engaging and playing a game with all you've got, things show up in your life that never would have been there had you said,
totally.
"Oh no, I'm too old. Oh no, that's too hard. Oh no." So the thing I wanted to share with people that I learned is you have no idea what you can do. No idea. It is the engagement in something that looks impossible. My favorite song is "To Dream the Impossible Dream."
Wow.
But then I'm a dreamer doer. So you get in there and engage in this dream, and you dream. No matter what your age, no matter who you are, what you've got, you dream the impossible dream, and then you engage in it like you could really do it.
Yeah, this is perfect what she's saying. And I want to put in a plug for Landmark Education here, because a lot of the technology that Mary Louise and I and others have used to be successful is actually generated through Landmark. And her husband, Ron, this wonderful man that you'll meet at some point. It was actually a forum leader for many years, and I'm currently, as I say, in the Living Passionately seminar at the new Landmark Center over on Slauson in Los Angeles, and actually want to invite you guys, if you want to give me a call at 310-455-8623, I can fill you in on how to get over there. And I also want to thank our other sponsors here that are making all of this possible. And I'm also inviting you to go over to wakinguponamerica.com and sign up for our newsletter and check out our sponsors. Now, what's going to happen when you sign up for the newsletter is that I will send you a password which will give you access into the amazing section of the website. And everything in there, when you see it, you'll go, "Wow, that's amazing." And one of the things that we have in that amazing section is a video of Mary Louise Zeller, and it's entitled Leave It on the Mat. And I think you'll find it very moving, and you'll meet this champion in ways other than you've met her right now. You'll find some of her deeper concerns. Yesterday, Mary Louise called me with Julia online, and possibly I've been nominated for Cherish the Children Board of Directors, and I like that very much. And you'll see more of me in the philanthropy world when some of the projects that I've been in actually are funded. In the meantime, what we've done is we've taken a lot of really excellent people that have excellent products, and they sponsor Waking Up in America. And as you know, presenting sponsor is Kayani, and you can join us on Wednesday evenings at 6 Pacific for Mary Louise's introduction to Kayani and the great health product. So you can just write me at val@wakingupinamerica.com, and I will send you a seminar link. And we're actually going to have that link. I was just talking with Mary Louise about it. We're going to have a link for you on the website so you can jump in there and find out why I've decided this is my last deadline, and Mary Louise has decided it's hers too. If you could hear us talking before the show, you would hear us talking about Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar drink. We love that. We've made that the official drink of Waking Up in America. And now that the colder season is coming, Sir Jason Winter Tea is in there as our hot drink. That's our hot drink of choice. So Sir Jason Winter Tea, Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar, these are things that will strengthen you, that will give you the power to go through the changes, to not only go through changes, but to infuse your dreams. So along with that, we also have Protandim, which is a blood purifier. I like this stuff a lot. I take Protandim and I take Kayani every single solitary day, and I will do that till they throw dirt over me. If you have problems with your eustachian tubes or your sinus problems, things of that nature, you should check out CleaningCompany.com. This 5,000-year-old process, it works. I've been doing it since 1992 for people. I've got a free paper on that site telling you how it works. Please feel free to call me up. I have kits so that you can do ear coating for yourself, because eustachian tubes is one of the drains of the lymphatic system, and frequently it's plugged up with what I call eustachian ash, which is the things that are taken out of your blood that shouldn't be there. We have so much chemical poo-poo doo-doo in all of our foods that our body actually strains it out, and it tries to get it out through the surface of our skin or our elimination tract in our eustachian tubes. So you can clean those darling little tubes. Randy Shannon, 42action.org. I'm going to actually ask her to say a little minute or two on that after I finish the list here. Aqua Chi, an amazing machine for detoxifying yourself. I'm going to have Michael on from Michael Aqua Chi in October. We're already setting that up. I've made a plan to actually introduce you to the sponsors, because it isn't just about a product, guys. It's literally the people behind these products are as good as it gets, and that's why they've been chosen. I do not have a single product on this show that I'm not 100% behind, and I've been offered lots of generous things for. One of them had, oh God, what's that stuff? What's the rat poison, Randy? Splenda, right? Is that the rat poison?
Oh, yes. Any of the chemical sugars, yes.
Yeah, all the chemical sugars are rat poison, okay? So this really good product, except it had rat poison in it. And I said, why not stevia? And they said, oh, well, we didn't want to do that. And I said, fine, we're not doing that then. So want to just let you know that we've gone through everything, and it's great. And I want to suggest, by the way, that you pick up some El Pinto salsa at Ralph's. And while you're in Albuquerque, go visit El Pinto Restaurant. My friend Jim Thomas and his brother John own that, okay? And they're good products, and they're healthy products, and they even have King and Water in their restaurant for your pleasure. We've also got Marketing with the Stars with Raw, and Raw has been doing this for quite a number of years now, and he's got marketing lists of 100,000 really good people. All of these things are available to you in case you didn't have a chance to write it down by going to the website at wakingupinamerica.com and looking at the right-hand side of the site. You'll see there are links to everything there. So Kayani's at the top. There's the Shift Foundation. It's all about world peace. There's good stuff over there, and I made it as easy for you as I can. But definitely you want the password to the amazing section. So sign up for the newsletter. I'll get it, and I'll pop you the password, and you'll go in there and go, wow, that's amazing. Randy, is there anything you want to chip in with here?
Well, you mentioned about the sugars. I thought it would be helpful to throw in there. You know, down in Florida, they want to wipe out the Everglades and plant sugarcane. And I don't think the people of the world want the real sugar at the expense of losing the Everglades. So there's plenty of places to plant that good sugar. Just stop eating the chemical ones. And then, yes, 42action.org, you said throw something in. It's about arming yourself with knowledge. You can register for free. And we talk about protecting the freedoms of the people of the country. And we try to be the guiding light.
There she is. She's got her torch, too. And I'm a torch bearer, too. And we got Mary Louise. Louis, where's your torch? What's your torch for, man?
My torch is for eating a largely plant-based, whole foods plant-based diet. I think we've talked about this before. And since Mary Louise was talking about, you know, pursuing a dream, which involved a good bit of exercise, and we've talked about Kayani, I just wanted to focus on one little thing, and that is that you may have heard that it was recently demonstrated that the Dean Ornish program, which originally started out as a reversing heart disease program, has been shown to lengthen telomeres. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Did you hear that piece of news?
No. I like it. Tell them what a telomere is.
So telomere is a, you know, if you look at your chromosomes, at the end of the chromosomes, there is a piece called the telomere. And the telomere does not have any of the genetic code. But it's important because when the chromosomes replicate, when the cells divide, they have to make a copy, a full, complete copy of your genetic base. Without the telomeres, that wouldn't happen. But as people get older, or if they're exposed to toxins, or if they smoke, there's accelerated loss, gradual loss of telomeres. You know, cells that lose their telomeres can no longer divide, and of course they gradually fail. So there seems to be a good relationship between the presence of telomeres, telomere length, and aging, or I should say the longer the telomeres, probably the slower the process of aging, and also likely if you have healthy telomeres, these appear to be protective against common degenerative diseases. So I thought it very interesting that a diet that is very, very, very rich in nitrate content and very, very rich in polyphenolics, these very special compounds that you find in especially dark-colored fruit, seems to be associated with this very healthy finding at the cellular level. So I'm very excited about that. It's the diet
that I... It sounds like Kayani to me. Are you talking
about
Kayani?
It does sound like Kayani. I'm talking about a whole foods plant-based diet, but when I talk about Kayani, I like to make reference to the fact that we know how to prevent and reverse heart disease. And I made that reference last week when I expressed my... my concern about the cardiac inflammation reduction trial
using
methotrexate. So, but when I talk about Kayani, I like to make reference to the diets that have been shown to be extraordinarily helpful in people who already have significant degenerative disease. And I like to say, look, Kayani in many ways replicates that in a sort of concentrated, easy-to-take form. So that's I wanted to put that out there and recommend that people look more carefully at this because it has potential to lengthen and rejuvenate your life if you focus on this kind of eating habit.
Well, let me just ask you a question here. So if I didn't have Kayani, what would my diet look like? What would I be taking in the morning and the afternoon and the evening and things like that? What would I be eating?
Sure. Well, it would be largely vegan. Not to say that it had to be completely vegan, but it would very, very, very much emphasize.
And let our listener know what vegan is.
Yeah. So, vegan, of course, is a diet which excludes all animal products whatsoever, which means no meats, no dairy, no eggs. But if you look at diets in very healthy populations, if you look at some of the rural Chinese, for example, the work of the China study, it's not that animal products are excluded, but that they become a garnish as opposed to a main course.
Right, and that's the Hanses, too.
Yeah, and so you're looking at diets that really emphasize dark colored fruits and vegetables, mixed and matched, and so that should be the core. And what's interesting about these diets is that, you know, they don't include refined carbohydrates, but they include
right.
a lot of carbohydrates. They
when you say diets mixed and matched, what exactly are you saying?
No, I'm saying these diets are very creative in their use of fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
I mean, people, you know, who have not explored a diet that is focused around those food items have this idea that, well, you're eating lettuce and carrots. But that's not the case at all. There's such an amazing array of wonderful foods out there, and they can be prepared in gourmet ways. There are lots of resources to help people with that. It's a phenomenal way to eat, one of the most fun ways to eat, and you feel better when you eat that way. So the bottom line is that making that the core is a healthier way to live.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Do you live that way?
I do.
Really?
Really.
Are you going to inspire us all, too?
I hope so. You know,
I hope so.
Yeah.
I actually getting ready for my 55th reunion. I actually started. I won't say I'm completely vegan at this point, but I did change my eating patterns. I've lost like 6 or 7 pounds. And now that the big weekend is here, I'm actually going to continue it. I was thinking that this morning. I like how I feel. I like the swelling that's gone down in my body. I can see it in my hands and in my skin and such. And the telomeres conversation is absolutely fascinating. Now, Randy, do you have any comments on this?
Well, what he's talking about, this vegan diet, there's a really good book out called The China Study. And I've kind of mentioned this before. Up in Sweden and the Norwegian areas, when Hitler had gone through and he confiscated all the livestock and the people's diet had to immediately go to nothing but plants, their cancer rates absolutely plummeted. And they
really?
Talk about it in the China Study. And when things like McDonald's and Burger King were introduced into countries like China, which is kind of where this came from, their heart disease and their cancer rates skyrocketed.
Yeah,
and
right.
prior to that, they'd been more of a fish diet or a plant diet. And so he's absolutely right. And I know there's a doctor, I want to say his name is Dr. Chesney. He's in L.A. He's a world-renowned heart surgeon. He actually prescribes an herbal mixture, which we've talked about it on the show, which is called Protandim. He prescribes it to all of his patients. So, and that is it's a plant mixture. It's all herbs and things that are grown that you can't necessarily grow here in this country.
Yeah, it's a blood purifier. I'm telling you, winning teams, I call it coupling, okay? So I put together, you know, like the emotional clearing process that I do. I put together all different kinds of things. I listen to the Galactic Federation and Sheldon and Colleen, and I take in their information. And I consider what I receive intellectually as part of my food as well. And between all the different projects that I have and the connections that I make, by the way, I love the Galactic Federation information, and you should check them out. There, all these links are on our website. As you feed yourself, and please consider what you listen to, what you're feeding yourself as well, that's going to create the quality of your life. And who you choose to be friends with, that's definitely going to create the quality of your life, because that's something that supports you. And my friends are mostly, some of them are Buddhists, some of them are Christians. They're all concerned about, some of them are Lutherans. I've got quite a few Lutheran friends, some Catholic friends. Whatever they're concerned about, when you get down to the basics of it, is the quality of life here on the planet and what they bring and what they stand for. And so it's what you want to take a look at this morning is what you stand for. And we're offering you an opportunity here, because Waking Up in America, like I said, this is our 27th year. We've got now our listenership has grown to over 150,000. And as we get some more funding in, you're going to see this skyrocket soon, because soon we'll have the money to actually be able to pay for assistance here. Randy and Lewis and I, and we've been we do this. We put this thing together out of our own selves, okay, and we contribute to it because we can't not contribute. And you're going to feel the same way, too. As you start to feel better, you're going to want to reach out to a friend of yours who isn't feeling too well and help them feel better, too. Now, I happen to know that Mary Louise Zeller has a background in biology. I also know you were, I didn't know until recently you were actually a championship horseback rider as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know that Randy is a triathlete? Did you know that?
Who loves horses.
Yeah, we all love, I don't know, I haven't checked with Lewis, but I love horses too. I have little two stuffed ponies on my bed. That's as close as I get to a horse right now. So Mary Louise, any comments on what we've been talking about? The horsewoman in you can speak, the biologist can speak.
Okay. I just want to thank Dr. Constantine. I mean, the telomere conversation, that brings me right back to biology class. And I found that incredibly interesting. So thank you for that. And I'm going to use it too. I wanted to share with you, Val, there's an institute down in Florida, West Palm Beach, Florida, called Hippocrates Health Institute. And basically they're doing not just a vegan diet, but raw, all organic, and living, growing food. And they do it, Dr. Constantine, in like gourmet natural food, raw food preparations. It's amazing to eat there. But they have just done a study for some 6 months. They treat a lot of people with cancer, a natural approach of restoring health rather than going and trying to kill cancer cells. They restore the health of the human organism. A lot of autoimmune diseases are treated there too, quite successfully. And they did this study with the Kyani product Nitro FX and Nitro Extreme. And they've just come out in their magazine. You could probably go to their website, HippocratesHealthInstitute.com, and look at that article that they wrote on this study. And Dr. Constantine, I'm going to send it to you because it really charged me up. They proved that the nitric oxide does raise oxygen levels in the body, in the tissues, and in the blood. And that's pretty darn important to health. So I wanted to throw that in there, that there's some really interesting research going on too with the Kyani Sunset product, that it reduces inflammation in the human body, one of the major causes of disease. And
well, that's Alaskan salmon, right?
Yes, it's made from wild Alaskan salmon, and it's also got an extract from a seed from a plant down in Ecuador called the annatto bush, and that is a pure isolated form, a fraction of vitamin E called delta-tocotrienols, which is anti-tumor, anti-cancer, and reduces LDL cholesterol and triglycerides 70% more effective than statin drugs with, of course, none of the side effects. So these products are actually, those two products of Kyani, I call a literal breakthrough in human health, in cardiovascular, brain health, and thus the health
of the whole organism.
Like?
I like that it's all in one little, couple little packages.
Yep.
I had this, like, whole cupboard full of things that I was taking, okay?
Me too, over the years. Lazy Susan full.
Right, and what I've got left right now, I take some iron.
I love that, Lazy Susan full. That's
you're
good.
Right. I take some iron, I take Protandin, and I take the Kyani, and it's like I have all this room. Not only that, I have to tell you this. I was really exhausted because this week I was trying to get myself just really, I tried to get as much done as possible because I wanted to walk into my 55th reunion complete with the past, okay? So by 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I was like totally pooped, okay? And I thought, okay, what are you going to do about this? Do you really want to go there tonight? You get into that conversation when you're tired, like, oh, well, you know, it's really too far away and I'll see him tomorrow anyway type of stuff. And I thought, no. Go home, rip a couple of Kyani packages, comb my hair, put on my makeup, and I'm off, okay? And then you had to tune me down at 10 o'clock at night. That's what it did for me. That's a practical application, and that is why Kyani gets to be the presenting sponsor, so there, nanny, nanny, go, go. Now, we actually have a Optimum Health here in San Diego. Do you know of anything close to you, Randy? She mentioned Hippocrates. Are you aware of that? Are you familiar with that?
I have heard of it. I didn't know what Mary Louise said about it. West Palm Beach, probably, beach is about 2 hours north of me, so I will check it out. I'm going to go and look at them.
Yeah, that's good. And Louis, is there anything that you know of in your area that people could go to?
I don't think we have anything that is quite as aggressive in their approach. I would like to just point out that there are two cardiologists, one in Albuquerque and one in Santa Fe, that pursue more alternative and holistic approaches.
Love those doctors.
Yeah, well, MD physician cardiologists who offer a different approach that is a blend, more integrative. One is Roy Heilbronn in Santa Fe, who...
You want to spell that name?
Yeah, R-O-Y, and Heilbronn, H-E-I-L-B-R-O-N, who had a significant role to play in the TACT study looking at chelation as an intervention. And then the other physician is Dr. Harvey White in Albuquerque, who is the originator of Vessel Health, and one of my former practice colleagues. Both really have great programs looking at offering a broader array of interventions and preventative programs for people with cardiovascular disorders. And I highly recommend, if you live in one of those areas, that you... you give them a visit if you need some cardiovascular support.
You know, maybe we could get a list of doctors that you believe in, and we could maybe post it on the website somewhere. You know, if you know them from different places in the United States, that could be helpful.
Sure, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea. A friend of mine, Bethany, has really been going something with a low form of blood leukemia. And it's been interesting to track her because she and I are part of this Living Passionately seminar, which is part of why I decided to accelerate the completions of my past, is because I'm in that seminar. And Living Passionately requires that you actually live the life you were designed to live, not the one that you got bogged down in. So we're unbogging our lives. And one of the things we're doing is we're unbogging the disease factor in our life. And as Bethany's been going through this process and meeting with the doctors at Kaiser and such, she's come across some really interesting information. I didn't know if you'd heard of this before, Louis. There's actually a blood test that they can take where they can actually, in this case, isolate the leukemia cells in the blood, and they can give you a program. If you want to go chemo, they can tell you which chemo should be used to kill off those cells. And if you want to go herbal, they'll tell you which herbal products would affect those cells. I think that's phenomenal. Have you heard of this?
I haven't heard of that, no, but I'd be interested in hearing more.
Yeah, I want to hear more about it, too. The guy's name is Dr. Buddy, and I decided after hearing this conversation I wanted to have him on the show, and I thought particularly you would like to meet him.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like a very interesting thing. So one of the things that happens in seminars when you connect with people is the fact that you actually become involved in people's lives. And the beauty about being in a landmark seminar is the fact that the people in that seminar have a desire to move forward in a powerful and positive way. That's why we sign up for the seminars. So you don't get a lot of naysayers there, and that's really a nice thing. So once again, another plug for landmark seminars. Well, we're in the last few minutes of the show. Mary Louise, I'm curious, what made you decide that Kyani was it and it would be the last downline you would do?
Well, that was a surprise to me, too. I've used a lot of natural supplementation for high performance, health, and now anti-aging. And my co-author to our book, Secrets of the Fountain of Youth, Mike Akagi, teaches at a university in Hawaii. World-class runner at 63, he called me and said he started using these products that took all the pain out of his body that he'd been suffering with after running 100 miles a week for 25 years straight.
Good
and
Lord, a week?
Over 100 marathons. He had
400 miles a month?
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, he could run back and forth between L.A. and Salt Lake City a few times, you know? So
wow.
He just called me and he said, you know, that all of the knee pain, hip pain, foot pain that he'd been suffering with, like an old football player getting up in the morning, that it had disappeared from his body. So
wow.
Needless to say, I was pretty interested. I said, here's my credit card, send me some. And then he said, we're going to do this business. And I said, no, Mike, we don't do network marketing. It doesn't work. It's broken, cannot be fixed. And
it's a pyramid scheme.
And yeah, it's a pyramid scheme, whatever. Nobody, they just hype you up. Nobody makes any money but the people who get in there first. He goes, I know, that's why I didn't look at it for 8 months. And he said they have a revolutionary industry transforming new compensation plan invented by the Japanese. And you know, and then he pulled out the friendship card. He was a college professor having to deliver pizza at night because they were cutting his hours. I didn't know the economy hit the universities, too. And that got me, my best friend, you know, delivering pizza at night. I said, okay, let's go. And he worked it, like, really, really hard and made $10,000 his first month, so saved his little financial rear. And I was dabbling and made $2,000. And, you know, when I tried or dabbled before, I made $50, you know, so I said, gee, this was interesting.
Yeah.
And now it's 5 years later, almost, in December. I'm traveling. I got up yesterday. You think this was bad? I got up yesterday at 4:30 in the morning to do a webinar for Mongolians. You know, I mean, here I am, and I'm going to go to Mongolia. And I've been to, you know, Ron leading the Landmark Forum in all these countries around the world. We had this little contest, and he's gone to 55 countries, and I'm up to 45.
Really?
And you started late. And I started late, and I'm going all over Latin America, all over Asia. And you talk about the secret to the fountain of youth, get engaged in a global project and travel the world and meet people from all over the world. So I could never have predicted this would happen, but the darn thing works. The products work, the company works, they've got integrity, the plan is life-changing. And they're in global momentum
and
right now.
Got, and you get cars really fast if you really want.
I got two luxury cars.
You've got paid, three cars?
Two luxury cars paid for by this company. And by the end of the three-year loan, they're mine. But
well,
I didn't have to pay for them. They're more fun to drive that way.
They are more fun. And I drove in one of them, and I swear to God, it was the new Lexus, okay?
Yeah, Lexus.
Whoa. You ought to see the light panel on this car, okay, in the dark. Drive it in the dark. It's more fun in the dark. But here's the deal, and I really want to make a point about this. This was actually a key factor in my recognition of this company. The owners have never taken a cent out of the company, and it's been going for 5 years as a MLM and 8 years total previously. The owners are independently wealthy, and they've never taken a cent out of the company, and all they want to do is take care of the people that are actually working it. That's all they want to do. They don't need the money. They didn't get in it for that. They don't care. They just want the people in the company taken care of. So I put together, I said, good product, global communication, Mary Louise Zeller, who I've been wanting to work with in some way for probably 20 years now. I tried to get her into Monavie, which I loved, by the way. Except Monavie would have been just one aspect of this, because this is the Kayani Triangle of Health. This thing has got it covered, as far as I'm concerned. As I said, it's like my vitamin cabinet went down to three or four things in it. So these are the things that made it important to me. And what I want to say is we're into the very last minutes of the show. Louis, is there anything you want to say to wrap up your conversation today?
No, I just, you know, since we're on Kayani thing, I think I'll harp on it again, and that's that I got into Kayani for my own personal use and began to offer it to folks. I was repeatedly astounded by the positive feedback that I received, and after a few months decided to establish a network of distributors in New Mexico because nothing was happening here. So that's the story. I'd be glad to help anybody get on board who's local folk.
That's terrific. Randy, anything
awesome
you'd like to say?
I got three shout-outs. Kudos to the 2 million bikers that went to the non-event Million Muslim March. kudos to the truckers on their way to D.C. now, and kudos to the people of the state of Colorado who recalled two state senators.
Kudos!
Because two senators were taken down and recalled because they didn't do what the will of the people was. And I hope everyone across this country starts doing that to all their senators and representatives. Get them out. Bring them down.
That's totally true, and I want to say something else. I want to give the Japanese a little bit more credit here, too, because the Japanese have actually been converting plastic back to oil and can make gasoline, diesel, all of that reduce, okay? So, actually, that big thing in Texas, that... Oh, here we go. Hi there, you've been listening to Waking Up in America, and we've had a wild program, as you can see today. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, PhonyCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, John Denver, Larry Hagman, Dennis Weaver, we love you and we miss you, DrValerie.com, and Doctors All Spelled Out. We thank our producers and sponsors. Ron Hayes is a wonderful research editor, and we thank you, our big team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, Devon, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Monica Rain, Ron Simon, and Dasha. We love you too, Dasha. Thank you. She's new on board. Big thanks to John Thomas, our webmaster. Merci beaucoup to Bent Migan. You can hear his music right now, Almost Ordinary. Available to you as a free MP3, download or email. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Write us at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And remember, City of Saldi is Fortius. And do a miss for today. Give someone a boost. We love you. Tune in again next week. Tell everybody what we're up to. And go to Washington yourself. It's a beautiful city, actually.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.